we are recording, and we'll start it in a minute. I like to start on time and see if anybody's on. And we'll just let it fly. We can go an hour, we can go less than an hour, whatever makes sense for you. And I'm just going to let this continue. So I'm going to put it on mute so it's just you and me for the moment, and then we'll see how many people come in.
There's another on.
Okay, it's almost 8 o'clock, not quite. Okay, it is now 8 o'clock, and good evening, everybody. This is Rick Frischman, and welcome to another in our series of the interviews from the Million Dollar Rolodex. This is probably our 90th or so recording.
Wow.
And you can access almost all of our recordings at PlannedTVArts.com, soon to be at RickFrischman.com as well, but now they're all at PlannedTVArts.com, and we'll have almost 100 hours up there very soon. This is our last interview in July. It is July 16th. Then we're going to take a little break. We may do one in August, but I find most people in the summer are off playing and going on vacation. I'm going on vacation next week. So next Wednesday night, I will be on a plane, actually. So we'll not be doing a teleseminar. But you can listen to this over and over and over again. And can download all of our teleseminars. Before we get to Stephanie Hartman, one note for people who are signing on. Please hold October 1 and 2 in Atlanta, where we will be doing Author 101 University East. It was such a success in Los Angeles. People asked us to do it on the East Coast, and we're going to be doing this on October 1 and 2, a day and a half. We may go to 2 days. We'll see. We're planning a day and a half. This is right before big seminar with my friend Armin Morin, and there are usually 500-600 people that come to that. Mark Victor Hansen has agreed to be our master of ceremonies, and we actually have Robin Speisman coming. We have other speakers. We have James Malinchek, who's incredible and teaches people how to make a gazillion dollars as a speaker and also speak at colleges. Possibly, we may twist Stephanie Hartman's arm to come and be there as well, but we'll see. And no promises yet. We're still negotiating her time because I think she might have to be at the White House that day, but we'll see if we can get her to Atlanta. But plan on October 1 and 2, and we haven't put up the website yet, but this is going to be a very small, intimate seminar. We're going to close it off at probably less than 100 people so that we can really, really do a lot of teaching. So just keep that in mind and hold on to that thing. So that's coming up in October. With that, I'm going to go right to Stephanie and let her do most of the talking. She's interviewed me on her teleseminar series, and she's let me do all the talking, so I'm going to do it in reverse. And so welcome to the call. In fact, instead of reading your very long, fabulous, amazing bio, I'd rather you just start and tell us about you and marketing secrets from the gurus, what people are going to learn. But first, how did you become an expert, a master guru? You do so many different things. And so tell me where, you're calling from Vancouver. Right?
I am.
And so you're one of those West Coast people, and which we love. But just, give us the background and how you became an expert, and then we're going to do a lot of teaching on this call and go from there. And then we may open it up for phone calls later. People can actually listen in on our webcast and can email questions to you as well.
Okay.
And already more people are signing up on the webcast, I see, so that's good. So welcome, and just tell us about yourself, and then most of our people will be very happy that they don't have to listen to me.
All right. Well, thank you, Rick, and hi, everybody. Well, basically, I have a media background as well as a marketing background, so I've sort of combined both in what I do today. But I originally started out in the television industry. I used to be in front of the camera and behind. I used to produce some television commercials and a TV show. And I started off in that world. And what I learned very early on is that you can create something out of your imagination and literally have people give you money to put it on TV and see it. See the finished product right there, and I really love that process. I think that was the most exciting part about doing TV for me, was really creating something out of your imagination and having it become real. I mean, that was just the coolest thing. And so then what I did is I took a little break from the TV industry and started to go into my second love, which is working with authors, because, you know, I read about a book a week.
Wow, you're better than I am. I read about a book a year.
I think that's about average. But I absolutely, you know, I loved it. And what I didn't even realize, you know, sometimes the hindsight is just quite amazing. But I didn't realize until I got into the industry the massive similarities between the two. Because really, in the intellectual property industry, you're doing the same thing. You're coming up with something out of your imagination or your experience, and you're making it into a product and having it become real. The thing that's actually better about this industry, I find, is that you can do it a lot faster, and it's a lot cheaper to do. So you can pretty much put it together yourself. So it's really cool. So I started working with, I thought I'd have to sort of work with unknowns first, but what ended up happening is because of my media and marketing background, I started working with a lot of the gurus, or I don't know, I don't love that term, but a lot of the people who, you know, on Oprah Winfrey Show and CNN and stuff like that, who've already done fairly well, but they had something in their business they needed to tweak. And so it was very exciting for me because I helped them make a lot of money, and I also got to experiment a lot of marketing techniques with them. One client, I helped him earn over $4 million of products. Another one, we actually put a strategy together where he earned $300,000 of product in a week, which was really fun.
Whoa.
And, yeah.
This is great. Okay.
Well, what's so exciting about it is it's duplicable, and it's really something that anybody can do once you know the strategies. But, you know, if you go to seminars and or you see someone's website, you don't actually know what, like, goes on behind the scenes. And so you kind of have to be in that behind-the-scenes world to really know. You know, it's like pulling the curtain back in the Land of Oz, right, where you see what's really going on. And it was so exciting for me, and it was really fun. And so I was doing that for a couple of years, and then I thought, you know, this is so cool. I love this. But my passion is really, I mean, the people I love to hang out with the most is really entrepreneurs. And so I thought, you know, what could I put together that, how could I teach this to entrepreneurs? Because if they knew all of how to put this business together, how to market themselves, how to take their expertise or figure out what their expertise is and put it into a product, they'd be way more ahead, you know, knowing what these big guys are doing. And even the big guys don't know what all the other big guys are doing, because the benefit I had is because I was working with so many different ones, I knew exactly what they were doing, right? what wasn't working from each of them. So it's really cool to be able to pass it on to entrepreneurs. And that's what I've been doing for the past several years, is just working exclusively with entrepreneurs.
And you've worked with, I mean, just your bio here, she's worked with high-profile speakers, best-selling authors, gurus, people you see as guests on CNN and Oprah Winfrey, like Matt Basak and Harv Eker and Cynthia Kersey and Ruben Gonzalez, all friends of ours. Been on the stage with Mark Victor Hansen and John Assaraf, just to name a few. Mm-hmm. And now, how did we meet? And then we're going to do some teaching. Did I meet you at a Mark Victor Hansen event, or do you remember? I mean, it seems like it was so long ago.
I don't know, but you know what? I do know that it was probably through an introduction, because that's really, this business is really a small world. And so you really, you know, and that's how I actually got, when I was working with the people behind the scenes, I didn't even have a website and I didn't even have a business card at the time. It was pure word of mouth, where someone would say, who did that campaign for you? You know, who are you using? And it would, and that's how it went. So it was really quite fun. So I'm sure that's it was through.
Well, we know a lot of the same people, but I think we met face to face at a seminar of some sort, and that's what I teach a lot of people too: is come to the seminars just for the people you're going to meet there, not only the speakers but the people in the audience, because it'll change your life. And virtually every business I'm in, and joint venture I'm in, and partnership I'm in, and friendship, most of them came out of people I met at seminars and teleseminars now. And so, you know, it's worth it. I promise you it'll change your life just going and meeting people. And as you said, you know, it's through introductions. And the other thing is, you know, don't screw anybody, because everybody knows everybody. Now, the other thing, just which you can't see on this call, but also you are gorgeous. And I can say, I think you're allowed to say that, you know, to a woman these days, especially, you know, I'm an old married fart, so I'm allowed to say something like that. You know, but it's just great being around you too. Anyway, so my listeners and people who listen to our news, you know, read our newsletter, said they want what you have, which besides being gorgeous, they want to know how to make $300,000, you know, in a short amount of time, how to get product, how to, I mean, do all the stuff that you were just saying. So
use your life to inspire others. Make $2,000, $5,000, or $10,000 a month. And I love it when you are able to circle a particular day on your calendar or a weekend and then be able to make, you know you're going to make $10,000 or something like that. And the best part is the feeling of financial security you have. I don't think there's any other business in the world that gives you this much power over your own destiny. You know,
so,
which is a great feeling.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's nice not having a boss and being able to travel and do what you want and hang out with people you like. So
begging for a raise or not having begging for time off and things like that. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, all right. So let's get into, now, by the way, I had posted a website on our Instant Teleseminar link to this, which people can link to when it says get information here, and it goes right to your website. However, you're going to be giving it out a few times anyway.
Yeah.
Just for people who didn't or just listening to this, so we can make sure that have a pen and pencil, so because we have websites to give out, et cetera. Correct?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. All right. So let's start with what's the first step? What are people doing wrong? What's the first thing that our listeners need to start doing to start making money, you know, in a business, making, say, I want to press a button, make $10,000 today. What's their question number one? What do they do?
Well, there's lots of choices that you have for that, which is very fun and exciting. But I think the first thing is really to understand that of how to earn money. And I think that the problem in our society has been that in school, most of us were taught the wrong way to earn money, you know, which is, and it's not necessarily the wrong way, but it's the only way that they teach in school. And it's really go to school, get a degree, and work for someone else. And there, you know, there's lots of people that don't have the entrepreneurial spirit, and I think that's awesome because us entrepreneurs need them to work with us. But, you know, it's really not your fault. A lot of misconceptions out there about earning money. And so I wish they would really teach us in school, but they don't. So let's just talk about it. I mean, the first thing that you can write down is that it's really important for you to know that earning money has nothing to do with your age. It has nothing to do with formal education, gender, or geography. So it doesn't matter how old you are or where you live or how much education you've had. I mean, we've all heard stories about the high school dropout who became a millionaire. You know, it really has nothing to do with your level of intellect. You can be the smartest person in the world and still be broke. And virtually, actually, I dated someone who was pretty much like that. But virtually anyone.
I bet you're not dating them anymore.
No.
No, okay.
No, no. But virtually anyone can be taught how to earn six or seven figures annually. Yet the sad truth is, I had a statistic which is amazing to me. 97 out of 100 people live their entire lives without learning how to earn money. So the first
thing
you
want...
We
were never taught that in elementary school or high school or whatever, you know.
Right. No, absolutely. So the first thing you want to understand and write down is that money is just simply a reward or an exchange for something. So it's nothing to be feared. Money is simply a reward or an exchange for something. It's a trade. And that something that you're trading is either your time or your value. This is very important for you to get. So let's look at the three ways of earning money. Just give you the examples. The first way is the way we all have been taught, is trading time for money. So this is where you pretend to work and they pretend to pay you. Right? Well, the flaw with this method is that people work their entire lives until they're completely exhausted and they don't have any time off to enjoy their money. Or you feel stuck or unable to do what you want to do because the bills pay your bank account. So, and the other part about having, when you work for someone, when you have a job, you're literally exchanging your time, so you don't get paid unless you work specific hours, and what you earn is always limited, because you can't work more hours than there are in a day, and if you do, you know, work crazy hours, that makes your family life suffer, and you end up exhausted, so, you know, where's the prize in that? The second common way is trading money for money, like investing. Now, this can be quite good, but it's only used by about 3% of the population, and it's not something you want to do with 100% of your money, right? At the golden rule of investing, you know, is, you know, when you're starting off, just invest what you can afford to work with or afford to lose if you do, right, when you're starting off. So if you don't have any money to start with or extra money, how are you even going to get into it? So now we come to the third way of earning money. And that's trading value for money. This is what I do. This is what you do, Rick. And this is what I mentor people to do. You actually get paid for your value when you solve someone's problem, give them information, training, or your experience. And what's great is the more exposure you have, the more known you are, the more valuable you seem to everybody, and the more rewards you receive. And, you know, I don't know about you, but most of my clients and myself seem to prefer working like 2 hours through executing a marketing plan and earning, you know, $5,000 or $6,000 than, you know, 2 months, which is what I used to make, you know, doing the same. And really, you know, I don't tell any of them, I don't talk to my friends about this, but I'll tell you guys, you know, because a lot of them know that, and I love them to death and they're awesome, but a lot of them know the typical way of earning money, right, through a job. And, you know, one experience I had just a few months ago is I sold over $88,000 of products in 30 days. And what it was is it just took some planning, and I had two marketing partners, and I set up sort of calls, and we sold product together, and I chatted on the phone, cost me nothing to do, and didn't even have to get dressed up for it, and and I sold that much product, and it was really cool, you know, and I did that because I was actually buying a house and wanted to put money down in a furniture, you know, and put some furniture in. So when you learn this is what I mean by power. I mean, your computer and your phone can become your ATM machine, and that's incredible freedom over your life. And what's almost better than earning money is really receiving the heartfelt thank yous from people when you really give them great product. So that's something very important to do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, just another example, you're saying, you know, how can people make money? I mean, there was a friend of mine who used to be a client, but now he's a friend, so I guess he kind of gets advice for free now. But just figure that out now. But anyway, he was actually, this is how you could really, like, you know, come up with money-making ideas anywhere once you understand the system and you've got the back end and you know what to do. He was taking a shower one day and came up with this idea. He was, you know, taking a shower, and then he went right out of the shower, hopefully wrapped a towel around himself, went right to the computer, and ended up typing out this idea to his database, to his customer list. And what he did is he decided to come up with an idea for a retreat, because he's thinking, you know what, I love to go on vacation, and it would be so cool if I could go to Italy or Hawaii and spend it with, you know, some of the best clients that I have, like maybe a group of maybe 12 to 20 people, and us train together, and maybe I could, you know, do some masterminding with them. And he ended up charging several thousand dollars for that. And so that week, from that one idea that he had in his shower, he made $67,000.
Wow.
Yeah, and what was cool is that his clients loved it. And so then he phoned me and he told me about it, and I said, okay, now, did you do make sure when before they leave that event, they sign up for the next year event?
Uh-huh.
He said, oh, shoot, I'm going to do that next time. So now we started doing that every year so that people are buying it every year, you know, when they're excited and they're loving it, right? And
right.
So he plans a new trip every year. And he just, you know, thinks of where he wants to go and does it. And he gets an extra, you know, $70,000 a year just on that one idea. So this is what I mean that, you know, you start learning how to trade your value for money. I mean, the first thing you need to do is figure out how to define your value. And we'll talk about that a little bit more. And that's really find out who you are and what you have to give. But really, chances are, you know, you're really throwing away thousands of dollars every month by not sharing your knowledge if you're currently not doing it. And what's interesting is that this is actually a natural need that our society has. Like, we learn from each other all the time. We recommend things to each other all the time. We constantly share information and experiences with our friends and our kids, you know, to help them out. So essentially what you're doing is bottling it all up and helping even more people. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I love it. So, now people, and by the way, there are a lot of people listening in on this call. We may open up for questions later.
Okay.
So they're thinking, okay, what can I sell? Like, this guy got out of the shower,
yeah,
and he came up with this great idea, and you're saying, you know, all right, I got to come up with a product or a service or something, and I work for some schmo,
yeah,
you know, I hate my job, and I'm making less than I really need, you know, than I'm worth, and it's like, oh, well, he can do it, but I can't, so how do I come up with ideas that people are going to want to pay me for?
Yeah, well, the exciting thing about this industry is that you could create almost any type of product. I mean, from book to ebook to CDs to DVDs to videos to seminars, retreats, teleseminars, coaching, group coaching, it doesn't really matter. And there is actually a system to the back end of what you should have, and some are specifically what I call lead-generating products designed at the sort of the top of your funnel, and then you have other ones that have different purposes for them. However, the great thing is that when you're starting out, you could really create what you love to do best. And what I teach people, which is a little bit different than how a lot of people do, is I teach people to build their business based on your personality and your lifestyle preferences. And I do that for a reason. Instead of trying to squish you into some kind of box that you're not going to be happy living there or creating that type of business, I want it to be based on your strengths. And because there's really lots of ways to make money in this business, so, you know, I say, why don't you just set it up so that the model reflects your strengths, therefore is easiest for you and makes you the most happy. So some people like to write. Some people hate to write. Some people like to travel. Some people like to speak. Some people like to do phone interviews. You know, I don't actually do a lot of speaking engagements because it takes me out of town, and I usually love to travel for fun, you know, more. But, you know, I do it when I like the person that I'm working with, or I love the location, or the fee is really enticing. I mean, it's really kind of any of those three. You know, I got a free trip to Europe when I accepted one, and that was very, very cool. But the great thing is my business doesn't rely on it, and this is why you need to know. When you're getting into this business, I once worked with a speaker who's fairly well-known because she used to do a lot of speaking engagements. In fact, that's all she would do. So she didn't have really a back-end strategy. That was her one strength. So for a time period, she actually made a heck of a lot of money doing that. I think she was earning something like $30,000 a month. But when 9/11 happened, that suddenly stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and what's also happened is since then, there's a lot of organizations that she used to speak at, which are now she used to do a lot of MLM type of corporations, and a lot of them now are even hiring their top distributor. They realize they don't need to pay a big speaker. So it's like you want to build your back end business in a way that you're not dependent on one way or the other. You have multiple streams of income coming to you. And when I'm talking about, you know, when I say intellectual property, don't let the word intellectual fool you. I mean, you don't need to be Einstein to create something. As an example, Cindy Cashman wrote the book Everything Men Know About Women. And she actually took this book, and she just self-published it. And she took this book, it's a tiny little book, she took it to little boutiques where women, you know, would gather, there are women customers there, and sold them by the caseload to the store. Now, here's the amazing part. Her book, Everything Men Know About Women, was completely blank.
Blank, right? Yeah.
Accurate, but blank.
Oh, yeah, thanks a lot. Okay.
All right, but she made a fortune out of it. It's a joke book, right? And now she was creating a videotape series, so she's actually creating, I don't know, I think they're blank too. But anyway, you know, and what's so exciting that I want you to kind of know is that the profit margins in this industry is phenomenal. Because here's what you want to write down. It's the information that you produce that is valuable. That's what people pay for. It's not the product casing. And so, you know, lots of times if you're in the retail world and you're creating big products, they're really, really expensive to produce. But intellectual property is really, really cheap to produce. Sometimes it will cost you nothing. And you can sell it for thousands of dollars. So let's do the math. I mean, let's say, you know, you took a $99 ebook and you just sold three or four a day. In a month, that's 10 grand. I mean, you could start that way and start part-time. No expenses, delivered automatically through your back-end system. You know, or a $495 CD set. Maybe you record some interviews. Maybe they're not even interviews of you. Maybe you interview other people and put them into your CD set. So you don't even need to have any knowledge at that point. You're just the ambassador of knowledge. If you set that, you know, sell that to four people a week, that's like $95,000 a year. So we're not talking big volume here. And then that just, you know, goes into incredible amounts when you grow a big database, right? Then you're selling a lot more, or partnering with other people of databases, then you can sell a lot more. Or you start selling higher-end products. Like there are people who sell $3,000 products. I know people who sell $13,000 products, which are obviously kind of exclusive stuff. But you just need to sell a couple of those a year. So this industry is really, really exciting from that point of view.
I love it. I mean, think I have almost 100 hours of interviews, and I give them away for free. If I just charged a dollar, boy, I'd be rich.
That's true.
Man,
that's
yeah.
That's very true. You know, you could what you could do as a strategy, now people on your call are going to kill me, but so Rick will probably not do this. But
this interview tomorrow is going to be $399.
Yeah. If you want to get ahead of Rick, what you do is what some people are doing is they have the live video, like, or the live webcast or telecast for free. But if you miss that, download the copy of it for a price. And that's where, and what's cool about that is because you all kind of train your customers to show up, right?
Yep.
For interviews and book it in their calendar and be more present and be more there. And that also helps you as an expert too, because then you know you're getting a regular audience, and if you're promoting products, you know you're selling more, but people are also learning more because they're showing up and they're getting the information.
So that's not a bad idea for this. I mean, if you show up live,
yeah,
you know, then it's free. But if you miss it, you know, the minute it's over, you got to pay $9.99 or something like that,
yeah,
whatever it is.
Yeah, or, you know, you could cut them up into segments and say for the next six it's $97 or things like that. I mean, these are the things that I'm saying, that when you learn these little tiny gems, they just make a huge amount of money in the income that you're making. And that's why, you know, working with someone or getting the information for someone who's, you know, experience makes a huge amount of difference for you.
Got it. Okay.
All right.
So, and by the way, for everyone listening, of course, we're going to give information on how, you know, you can get coached by Stephanie and her program.
Yeah.
Because she guarantees just 5 minutes with her, and you're going to make $100,000 a month. It's amazing. I've seen it happen to my schnauzer. I mean, it's all the time. I mean, but
right.
Seriously,
so
I know people work. And, you know, this stuff works. And we're talking real dollars here that can change your life. And more importantly, change your lifestyle.
Yeah.
Where and then also the last part of it is, and we talked about this before, doing something good. I mean, where, I mean, I do these seminars and teleseminars. It's I love it when I get emails back from people saying, I love your newsletter, or I went to your seminar and it changed my life. And, you know, I would have paid 10 times as much just because of what I learned and the people I met. So when you're really making a difference, that, you know, it really is a great thing, and it's nice to make some money on it on top of it. So, okay.
Absolutely.
Move on, my dear.
Okay, well.
Do you mind if I called you my dear? I say that to my wife.
No, that's perfectly fine.
You know, you got to watch what you say. If you say, hello, darling, you can get sued. You know, it's crazy. So.
Right. No, I mean, the next thing that people, you know, usually ask me is, okay, I want to do this, but how do I know if I'm good enough to call myself an expert, you know, to put something together that's going to help somebody else? You know, and I'll tell you, when you're first doing that, it's pretty natural to feel that way. But I believe that everyone has value. I think that you have, and you just touched on it when you were talking about it, and, you know, everyone has something to contribute and teach that could enrich or improve another person's life or business. And that's really the key. It's usually their life or their business. And life can also include health, too. I mean, it's pretty hard to get through life without learning a few things. I mean, you pretty much have to be learning under a rock. And then you learn how to comfortably live under a rock. But, you know, so think about, you know, there's a whole process that I do in the first module to pull out people's expertise out of them. But, you know, to be, you know, very basic right now is just think about, like, do you have some knowledge or expertise or experience that you know could help somebody else? You know, or what lessons in life or business have you learned that could be of value to other people? Sometimes people come from the corporate market and they're thinking, wow, I actually learned a lot of stuff about how to work with employees or how to hire the right people or whatever it is, and they could teach other people. There's also coaches like to specialize in an area, and they become an expert in a specific area. Or think about what else you sell to your clients to free up your time so you make money even though you're dealing with other clients. I have a lot of chiropractors that, or doctors and lawyers that put together other products. They want to keep their practices, but they want to have money made another way. Here's a really, really good question that gets people. What is common sense to you that is not to other people? That's all, you know, have you ever sat there at a coffee shop with your friends and go, I just don't get why people don't know this or don't do this. There's a woman out there writing on how to, bringing manners back, how to be a better parent, how to train your dog, how to organize your house. There's organization experts out there, you know, or sometimes, you know, listen to what people tell you you're good at and don't shrug that off. You know, because oftentimes we learn something, we don't appreciate it, you know, but or maybe you've learned something the hard way, like you've come through something pretty intense in your life, which is either a business lesson or a parenting lesson or even a health issue, and you just have a whole new perspective, and that's something you want to teach people. And here's something, I'm going to give you an example to explain to you that you may already have an expert's instinct and not even be aware of it. I don't know, one of the many books that I read, I really like this one. I read it a couple of years ago, but it's a really good example. It's called Blink by Malcolm Gladwell.
And we worked on that. That's a great book.
You did?
Of course, that's really exciting. Yes.
Well, great. Okay.
Fabulous book.
So you're going to know this story then, but he was recently called one of the most influential thinkers of our time. And he writes about thin slicing, the ability to get a fast amount of information, like in a blink of an eye, when you've immersed yourself in its study, and that's the key. So he illustrates this point with the Getty Museum in California, you know, a very famous museum, where they bought a marble statue for $10 million. And they had geologists testing the surface of it to make sure it was authentic, you know, from just the surface tests. And after 2 days, the geologists determined it was, so that was enough for them to keep the statue and move forward on the continual testing. But they decided to brag about it at this point. So this museum, you can imagine this curator showing the sculpture to two people, an Italian historian, Federico Zeri, and hopefully I pronounced his name right. He's on, actually on the Getty's Board of Trustees, and Evelyn Harrison, a female who's the world's foremost expert in Greek sculpture. And when these two experts looked at it, right away, in a blink of an eye, they instinctually knew it was a fake.
Whoa.
Yeah, although they couldn't logically explain it to the curator why they'd come to that conclusion. You know, and this is the intuition. And in 2 seconds, they knew what eventually took the museum 14 months to confirm. Can you imagine that? 14 months. What they knew, and that's a lot of money, right, in a blink of an eye. And what happened is that these two experts had spent years looking at real artifacts, and they became experts. They absorbed a complicated amount of clues, you know, everything from all of your senses, right, along the way, and that turned into instinct. Now, I don't claim to be able to spot a fake piece of art. I could probably be had, but I can spot, like, a presentation or a product idea or a marketing copy that's going to fall flat or something that's going to sell like hotcakes. Now, I can see, but one of my clients actually coined the term for me, blind spots in business structures, where just, like, very simple tweaking can make a dramatic difference, you know, like what I was suggesting to you with your audio calls. So I can quickly, you know, help people trying to get their name out there, or their business known, or sell their products or services. And here's something I want you to pay attention to. I bet some of you listening, you have your own expertise and instincts based on your life experience, your hands-on training that you could teach other people. And all you need is something that's valuable to other human beings who could use your help and guidance. And really, what's the point in having expertise or having gone through, you know, important stuff in your life and not being able to help other people with it? And I honestly believe, I mean, if you want a reason to do this outside of yourself, you know, think about it this way. I mean, if you were sitting on some information or experience that could help somebody, like help them, you know, there are people that have overcome breast cancer and suddenly have helped other survivors. I mean, there are lots of things that, you know, reasons for you to share your talent with another human being, because, you know, it may, not sharing your talent may not only just be shutting down your bank account because you're not making what you could be earning, right? But you're leaving people who really need you out in the cold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you need a reason to do it besides yourself,
you can
else.
Help a lot of people. So
yeah.
Everyone, what you need help with and what Stephanie will help you with is figuring out what inside of you is your calling, the thing that you can help the world with, and whether it's with breast cancer or buying a house or writing a book or whatever it is that you are good at that the world is waiting for. And guess what? You can make money with it, too.
Okay.
I'm going to go to the next question. I want to make sure we stay on line here with our timing,
sure.
Which is... So what kind of products, I mean, can we create? I mean, we talked about that a little bit, but you can have, you know, e-books, you could have seminars, you can have books, where do people make money with this stuff?
Well, you
and
make money with
all of
it. And how
do you decide and help them which ones they do? I guess it's a combination of everything.
Yeah, but, you know, what a lot of people ask me is, you know, is that all I have to do? I just come up with a product and that's it? And that's actually a big myth. And that's why, you know, you can learn how to create a CD and all that stuff, and, you know, and I have resources for all of that, and it's really, really easy to do, and you just have to learn, know where to go and how to do it, and it's really cheap and it's really easy to do. But what's more important is learning about the back end stuff and knowing what the myths are of the industry. And I'm going to just go through three myths, and this is really great for authors. If you're an author, this is good for you. I mean, have you ever heard the expression junk in the trunk?
Yeah.
Yeah. I always get that same reaction where you're almost afraid to tell me. Okay, well, you know, J-Lo has been teased, you know, Jennifer Lopez on the media, right, for having some junk in the trunk. And, you know, I'm certainly in the gym, you know, a couple times trying to reduce my back end. But in your business, you actually want some junk in the trunk. I mean, if you want to write this down, and I say that because I want people to remember it. I mean, the bigger the back end, the bigger your bank account, The bigger you back
in, the
bigger you
make. You got the greatest giggle, by the way. I love it. I just love listening to you. Okay, you're great energy. All right, so
all
you
right.
got to have a big back in. Remember
yeah.
that.
You got
right.
lots of junk in your trunk, so you want to maximize your list, right? Do you want to know how to do that? How do you maximize what you currently have? You want to build additional profit centers to help you make money while you sleep, so that you don't have to be there all the time. So you're not trading your time for money, and you want to sell to people who already love your stuff. Trust me, it's much easier. And your back end is really a term that I use for the strategy of your business. You know, it's the behind the curtain stuff that we're talking about at the beginning that can help turn a one-man operation into a multi-million dollar business. And it's not enough. I mean, a lot of people don't know Jack Canfield only has office staff of, like, I think three people that he works with. He's the one of the creators of Chicken Soup for the Soul. I mean, it's not enough to learn how to just create a product, you know, or a website. Because, I mean, I often tell people building a website is pretty much the same thing as creating a business card and throwing it out an airplane window, you know, and thinking, wow, people are going to know about it now. I mean, you know, that's not very effective. I mean, you need to know what to do and what those are successful are doing and what it really looks like behind the scenes. And the second myth, which is I want to tell you about, because I was recently talking to a guy who thought, he said, well, no, all I need to do is create my book to the bestseller list and then I'm going to be rich. I mean, what do you think, Rick? Is that a fact or myth?
Oh, that's a fact. Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Well, let me tell you, all right, there are many benefits and reasons you want to take your book to bestseller status. I mean, it gets you into the papers, it introduces you to new customers, it lets people know who you are, what you're all about, it increases your credibility. And it's very important to have a book, and I, you know, it's often one of the things I tell people to do. It's, you know, it's part of building your credibility and expertise. You know, part of your plan should be to get it to number one. In fact, I used to help authors do that. I helped Ken Foster, who asked me to help him do that, and 6 weeks from the day he phoned, we took his book to number one best-selling status on the date we predicted and beat out South Beach Diet, which just came out, Da Vinci Code, which just came out, and Dr. Phil McGraw. And the key that is, like, amazing with this story, and I'll never forget the phone call that I had from him when he realized he went on Amazon.com and saw it. It wasn't even top 10. It was number one. He was an unknown author, totally unknown. And he's fine with me saying that because it's true, because this was his first book, right? This is his first one. So what we did is just followed a marketing strategy that has been proven successful. So that's why having the right knowledge makes a huge amount of difference. So if a marketing person tells you that all you need to do is get your book to number one status and, you know, you'll be fine, and you should pay me a lot of money to help you do that, you should stop paying them or run. I mean, because here's why. You know, essentially what a book is a very large business card. It's your lead generator. Your book is not your main moneymaker. It can help you make a lot of money, but it's not what you bank on for your whole income. In fact, you'd make money if you actually gave your book away. So you need to know what your lead generators are and what are your money makers, right? I said there's two different kinds of products, so you need to know what all of them are and where to put them in the funnel. So this really needs to be planned. Robert Allen, you know Robert Allen, right?
Sure, I've worked with him several times.
Yeah, I mean, he sold millions of copies on his first book, Nothing Down. Yet after a publisher's cut and everything, he was lucky if he got $2 a book, not to mention what he probably paid in publicity costs of his time of trying to pitch that many books, like a million books, right? But his third book, and I'm going to say it this way because this is what he literally told me on the phone, so I'm not dissing him, but he said his third book was a dismal publishing failure compared to his other books. However, throughout that book, he put about 15 places where he would give him a special report or a CD or an audio tape.
Sounds bad.
Yeah, he put links. In the book, says essentially, he said, you know, you want this? Well, come to this special page on my website, and I'll give you this. He did that like 15 different times. Well, 10,000 people called or went to his website, and 5,000 of those people gave him $5,000 because he had this course he was selling for $5,000. So what's 5,000 times 5,000? That's $25 million. Now, that was an extremely successful marketing book, if you ask me.
Well, you should have paid me more to promote it. Man.
Yeah. But it was was, you know, but from what his perspective, the publisher, you know, the term is a terrible publishing failure, you know, based on whatever numbers.
Right.
But who the hell cares? I mean, $25 million. So, you know, I ask people, would you rather position yourself where you have to on feet, you know, on foot, try to sell at least a million copies to make, you know, a minimum of $1 million? Or would you rather put, you know, a marketing strategy together and have a little bit of knowledge and sell, you know, 50,000 copies of a book and make $25 million? I mean, that's a lot less stress and a lot more money. And, you know, when I say that, sorry, go ahead.
No, not every publisher will let you put those bounce backs in, by the way. But I know one that will.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so, I mean, here's a shameless plug, but that's what we teach all of our authors to do.
Oh.
And Morgan James Publishing is that we allow them, we encourage them.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. And that's something actually that your publishing company is one of the ones I tell people because of that reason, because I actually know some other gurus that are stuck in publishing deals that they can't get out of, and they
yeah.
are really upset because this is exactly why. I mean, they want to do this, and they're not allowed to. And so a lot of publishers, are, you know, and I hope, you know, this is me saying it, so I'm not going to get Rick in trouble here, but I think a lot of them are like in the dinosaur age, and they don't understand this. That's why you need to have the power to and the knowledge to understand this. So then you can tell your webmasters what you need them to do on your website. You know what copy needs to be put together, and you know what your plan is, and you know what you need from your publisher. And let me just say, $25 million may scare some people. You know, sometimes some people just think that that's too out there for you. But, you know, and for me it's not those figures because I've literally been behind the scenes, so I've actually seen things happen. So I get it. I've had proof with my own eyes. But, you know, just think, if you had the same knowledge, like you knew what to do, it was one simple step, right, and put things in your book. Simple step. But you follow the same strategy, you sold just a quarter of what he did, that could majorly transform your life. So it's another example of just knowing the right strategies to go with your books or products or your business model can make a huge difference in how much you earn. And this is really why I want to teach this to entrepreneurs, because when you learn this stuff up front, it's just so much cooler and help you out. And just quickly, the last myth is that a lot of people, when they go to traditional publishers, they think that the publisher is going to be in charge of getting their book out there. That's
oh,
it.
My.
And this is a huge myth. In fact, there's a lot of upset authors when they get, you know, books published this way, and they're like, oh, I don't have to do anything now, you know. Because let me tell you, and some of the biggest publishers too, if you don't actually put your own marketing strategies together and help sell your own books and it doesn't do so well, they're not going to republish you. I mean, your book's gone off the shelves. So this may be one of the biggest misconceptions that many new authors discover. You and you alone are really responsible for getting your product out there, creating the sales, and determining your own income. And in fact, a lot of publishers today won't even take on new authors unless they demonstrate they understand this by putting a marketing plan together that describes the different ways you're going to get their product out there. I mean, David, you brought up David James from Morgan James, or David Hancock from Morgan James
mm-hmm.
Publishing. I mean, he said, you know, he gets so many manuscripts a year, and he said, you know what, I will look at anyone who takes the MIT program personally because I know that they'll already know what to do, and those are people I want to publish because our books will be more successful together. So, I mean, you're really in charge of marketing your book, and you better have a big back-end strategy to sell more products and keep your clients happy and coming back. So it's a lot of fun once you know how to do it. It's frustrating when you don't, but when you know, it's brilliant.
Absolutely. And it's called a bestseller, by the way.
Yeah.
And not a best written, best writer book. It's called a bestseller book, which means
absolutely.
You have to go out and sell your book. And
yeah.
and that's what we want to do. But then the whole point is, and we teach people, just what you said, is that, you know, you don't make money on the book. You make money on your back end. So what we're talking about here, ladies and gentlemen, is getting a big back end and understand how to monetize that, make money from it, and also give back. And that's what Stephanie teaches. And we're going to give out a website. It's on our site that you all got in your newsletter, but we'll be giving it out if you want to know information on how Stephanie can teach you in her program how to get a big back end and make a lot of money and help people. How's that for a plug?
That's good.
Okay. I'm trying. Okay. What is this site? I mean, for those who are,
sure.
You know it off, I mean, let's just
tell
people.
Yeah, no, I do. It's called a Millionaires in Training Program. So it's MITprogram.com. And I call it because when I was trying to put it together, I'm like, what the heck do I call this thing? Because it encompasses so many things.
Mm-hmm.
But really, you know, I thought, well, you know, we're helping people make a lot of money and changing their life. So that's what it's called, MITprogram.com. And I'll tell you a little bit about it a little later, but we actually take applications for it because we don't work with everybody that contacts us. I really look to see, you know, find out what you've done so far, where you are, what, you know, what your ideas are, and really who you are as a person, because I want to work with people that are fun and they've got some good ideas, or they really want to make a difference, or, you know, things like that. And I also, you know, try to match and make sure that my information is what you need, and if it's not, then, you know, we tell you that. But so that's why I have the application process. So because this is not a CD set that you get. This is mentoring. So because we work together, we have that process.
Now you can imagine, you just everyone listening, you know how much fun she is on the phone. Just we've been on for 50 minutes. Can you imagine working with her on a mentoring basis and how it can change your life? I mean, just I would do it just to listen to her giggle every now and then.
Well, it's a lot of fun, and really people, you know, everyone is in our program. I mean, we've had grads in, like, for years, since the very beginning of the program that stay with us because we do have such a great relationship. And as the market changes, we keep putting new information into the program as new techniques arise. So it's very fun. It's absolutely a blast, and I love working with people.
We have like 10 minutes left. We have a lot of people on the line who may want to ask some questions. So let's just keep moving on. There's a couple more questions that there are things that you want to teach. We talked about the three myths.
Yep.
What else do you want to tell us? Hello?
Well, I guess, are you still there?
Yeah, no, it was just call waiting. Forgive me if people hear that on the line. I have call waiting. It was cha-ching, which should mean that money's hitting into our account, but it means someone's trying to call us. So. But we want the ka-ching to hit your computer every day, so when you wake up, you make a whole bunch of money. That's what this is about.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I guess, you know, I guess the last thing that I could tell you is that a lot of people ask me, you know, are gurus, like, are they masters at knowing all this stuff? And, you know, just a quick example of how just knowing a few things can help you. A while back, a speaker that I love, actually, he's from Atlanta, where you are, where you're doing your October event. But he's someone that, you know, he's a friend of mine and a client, and he's someone I respect a great deal. And he called me up, and he was actually doing a telecast, like what we're doing tonight, and he's been working on it. He was actually working on it with another partner of his, but something didn't feel right, and they weren't making any sales, and they're wondering, like, what's going on? Like, our message is somehow not getting across. I don't know, you know, what we're doing wrong. So he called me, and he said, can I just get a few marketing tips to add to your presentation? And he's been doing this for a long time. I mean, he's pretty successful and for what he does. And so I said, sure. So I took a look at it. It took about an hour to look at what he was doing. This is just his presentation script. And then I gave him some simple strategies to incorporate and model. Because what you have to understand is that there's a difference between speaking in front of the stage and speaking over the phone to people. So there's actually, I was actually hired by a company years ago to listen to different speakers and tell them when people dropped off the call and when and who would sell product and who wasn't. I mean, And I was hired for that because the person putting all these together, that was his goal, right? And it was amazing. And so what I did is I just put some simple and effective information that worked and a plan. And this is someone that I really respect. I'm going to say again. I'm not going to tell you his name because you know him. But he has a reputation for being a perfect gentleman. So he does his presentation the next day. 10 minutes after he does his presentation, he calls me up, and he's swearing on the phone. Like, he doesn't even say hello. He's swearing. Like, Trucker trucker mouth, right? And then he's apologizing for swearing, and then he's swearing again. I don't know what's going on. I mean, I just picked up the phone. I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know, you know, maybe it didn't work. I don't know. It's a proven system, but I don't know. Anyway, his sales that night jumped by 400%. I mean, no kidding. He actually worked out. He walked out with, after doing this call, with $80,000 in one night. This is what he learned in 1 hour. So that's how fast you can get, you know, you can get results when you have the right information to follow. And this also happened again with another speaker, Eric Lofthome, who's a master sales trader. And, you know, he's awesome. He actually teaches people how to sell. And he's really good at it. And he's good. He's great on stage. So I was a little intimidated when I got this call from him, like, you know, can you help me with my tell seminar? I thought, you know, why is he coming to me? I mean, you know, he could probably kick my ass in any stage sales, right? So I thought, okay. But anyway, so I did the same thing, and I took about, you know, I worked with him, and I do this personally with everyone in my program too. But he took 10 ideas from a session with me, and he went from, you know, barely closing over the phone to his phone ringing off the hook. And he's made over $200,000 in profits, he just told me this year, over several courses of months alone just from this. And, I mean, he had just literally given up, you know, because he'd just given out his website, you know, and hoping that people would go there and find his information. He has awesome information. So, you know, it was frustrating that that people weren't taking advantage of it. And so that's, you know, that's from one session. And in the MIT program, you get 7 months of sessions with me. So if there's one thing I can tell you, you know, about the high-profile clients is that, you know, they need the actual same system to follow as you do, or their businesses won't work either. So, you know, if you decide to work with us and learn this stuff, you're literally going to be walking in their shoes. I mean, you get the same information and strategies I work with my high-profile clients on. I mean, that's what it is. I don't do anything different with them than I do with you. And one thing I also tell people is that, you know, when you're working with me, my vision is to help you succeed. So a little different than a friend. I mean, everyone becomes friends. You can tell the clients become friends. My students become friends with me and stuff like that. But what I will do for you that a friend won't is I'll tell you what you need to hear rather than what you want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And I do this out of love because I want you to get the things that you want. I want you to get your goals, and I want you to be successful, and I want you to go out there, and I want you to help people and be able to, you know, deliver product just like the big guys are doing, you know, and in half the time because, a lot of them have gone through a big learning curve. I mean, they start off in this business when a lot of this, you know, information, you know, wasn't there. And so working with people behind the scenes, you really get to learn about it, and I can pass that on to people. And really, I make it dead easy. It's really, you know, step by step. And also, we work together as a team, and you don't need any kind of special equipment. You just need a phone and a computer and a willingness to follow the instructions.
So I don't have to fly up to Vancouver to meet with you. We can do it all on the phone and on computer.
Yeah, absolutely. And
although it would be nice to fly up and see you in person, but still, you know.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh.
And when I said the willingness to actually follow my instructions, I laughed a little bit because I had a client of mine that just came on board. I think, I don't know. Well, I mean, a lot of my customers are grads. They're with me, like, forever, but I think it was, like, 2 years ago or something like that. Anyway, his name is Dr. Scott Brown. And he's got one of the rarest PhDs in the country, and he's a financial expert. And he actually he loved teaching students, but, you know, he wanted a change, right? Time for a change. And so he actually tried a lot of other marketing places, but he got really frustrated, and he said that, you know, and there are, you know, you got to be careful a little bit. I always tell people, learn from people who do. Learn from people who've, you know, gotten results rather than just someone who's read a bunch of books and thinks they know it and will put it together for you. It's really kind of important because you learn different things by doing. I mean, experience is the greatest teacher in the world. There's so many nuances that you learn when you do it. But anyway, he said to me, he actually listened to me on one of these calls, and his wife actually, which was cool, gave him the okay to work with me because she, you know, they heard a lot of sincerity in my voice, and so they said, you know, I think this woman really cares about us, so let's give it a shot. So that was really cool. But what happened was, is he said, you know what, Steph, I'm going to do exactly what you tell me to do, even if I don't even know why, but I do try to explain people why, you know, we're doing each step, you know, what the purpose is. They can learn, right? So that you end up becoming a marketer, actually, through the program. And so he said, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to do every single thing. And he actually, through the process, got picked up by Agora Publishing, and he is, you know, $100 million company. I think it's actually more than that, but he's now one of their newest experts. He's just going to be launched in the next, I think, 6 weeks as the hottest expert from the Oxford Club. And so that is really, really exciting. And through it, he's already totally cashed out his house. He's paid off, you know, everything. I mean, it's just made a huge amount of difference in his life. So I just, I remember that. That's why I said that. When you have the willingness to follow the instructions.
All you have to do is listen to Stephanie. By the way, I got people on the line, and I want to ask you questions. Also, a lot of questions came in on the internet. We'll go just a few minutes long, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Just, here's one. I mean, Stephen from Scottsdale, and Stephen, you may want to just, you know, send email, and we'll tell people how to contact you. Loving this teleseminar. What's the best approach to JV for a 3-day seminar he's conducting? What's the ideal lead time for a JV? I don't know if that's something which you teach in your courses, or, I mean, I don't want a long answer, but just maybe a short one.
Okay, what's the best way to JV?
He wants to do a seminar, I think, a 3-day seminar. And I guess he's just wondering about what's the best way to do it and get other people involved.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because there's different ways. Because you can join venture for your seminar with partners to help fill your seats,
mm-hmm.
right? And some of those can be the speakers that you're bringing, but also can be the hotel, can be local media, can be lots of other partners, can be there's ways you can make money from seminars by having corporate sponsorships. I mean, you can make 10 grand a pop by, you know, having corporate sponsorships. There's all kinds of things like that. But also how to joint venture with speakers to get speakers there. Well, it's kind of cool. I'm actually doing a joint venture club launch, and I contacted some speakers, and Rick was one of them. And he's actually, for a contest, he's going to come and speak to people at their event for free if they want him there. So that's one way. But the other ways is that most speakers understand this is a partnership. So if you give speakers some type of opportunity to sell their product, which can either be before the event, after the event, or during the event, and split sales with them, then that's the fastest way to get them to go there. And, you know, and as far as the negotiation, it really differs. And, in fact, I have seven different sections in the MIT program. We have two on marketing because it's a big, big one. We do offline and we do online marketing. I have one module on finding your expertise, another one on teleseminars, which is not only how to create your own, give you the whole model that I gave, you know, Eric Laufman and the Atlanta speaker and all the rest of it, but also how to create series so that you can create products from it. But we also have a module on media, and also one on speaking. And in this one, there's ideas there of how to put your events together, and all the lots of nuances in there of how to earn money at your event too. So there's lots of things. There's lots of little things that make a big difference.
Great. Okay. By the way, Tom asked, so when does this program end? 3 minutes ago, but we're going longer. But thanks for being on the line from Lexington. We're going to open up the phone lines, too, just to, for a couple more questions. But
sure.
Once again, before we do that, I mean, if you want to get mentored by Stephanie, and if, again, there is a process you have to go through because she doesn't accept everybody. So it's not easy to get in. Of course, you know, everyone who listens to our teleseminars and our newsletter, I'm sure, are great But still, you got to go through an application process because, you know, she only wants to work with people that are serious and that are going to really make money and do the right thing. So the website to go to is mitprogram.com.
Yep. And
there's also an 800 number as well, isn't there?
Sure. Yeah.
Which is 800-814-8446. Now there's a link on the teleseminar website that everyone got in their newsletter about Stephanie's program as well, which is it takes you there as well. But if you just go to the mitprogram.com, you know, you have to tell her that you're coming through Rick Frischman because then you get your free Mercedes.
Yeah.
And so make sure you say that. That's right. That.
Yeah. No. It's all tracked. So we're all good there.
That's right.
I'll know, but.
Yeah, she'll know that you're coming through me. But
absolutely.
Actually, she's really. I remember we did something last year. I actually have a certificate, which I haven't used yet, for a free vacation down in the Caribbean, and which I'm going to use it somewhat. So amazing things happen the minute you start talking to Stephanie. All of a sudden, certificates for vacations are just showing up in your mailbox. I mean, amazing things happen. So
one of the biggest difference, I mean, we're making fun, but one of the biggest difference about the program is that, and I love CD sets and stuff like that, and this is really a program that is designed, it's designed for a busy entrepreneur. So, you know, you can work on your own schedule. It's an online program, and what happens is once you apply, then we're going to contact you back, and we'll either accept you on the spot or we'll have a phone call with you, and then take it from there. And what we do is once you're in the you're accepted in the program, we set up what we call as a quick start. And what this is we spend an hour with you or 90 minutes, however long you need, with you. This is included, and we take you through the entire website. We show you where everything is and how you can access everything because we want you to really be comfortable with it. It's really easy, but we want to meet you, and that's, you know, our way of welcoming you and saying hello. And so and in that spirit, what we do is I know that there are two kinds of people that generally, you know, that they come into the program. Some people that want to, like, breeze through everything, get an overview, and then start doing the individual homework assignments, and then some people who work, like, module by module by module. And so what I did is I actually created with each module, when you enter, you'll get into module one. And then there is an exam on each module. And this exam is really not, you know, it's not there to trick you or anything. It's really because I wanted to create it because I want to make sure that how I'm teaching something it matches, like, your understanding of it. And if you're going to make mistakes, I want you to make mistakes now, like when you're with me, you know, in the program and us, you know, and I say, well, actually, you know, this is sort of what I mean by that. And I talk to you about it because if you do that, then when you're out in the real world doing it, you will, you know, you won't lose money by making a mistake out there. So really, they're pretty obvious questions, but they're the key questions for that module. And once you get 87% on your exam, it automatically opens up to the next module. So you can literally do this program in, you know, 3 weeks or 2 weeks if you wanted to, or one really long weekend if you wanted to, and then come back to the materials if you wanted to, or you can take the full 7 months and do it. And whether you fast pace it, or whether you're doing it, you know, module by module, what we do is we actually give you the support the entire 7 months.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we have several levels of support, you know, which are all included. And I wanted to do that because I know from working as a consultant in this industry that I could actually throw this together in a CD set and sell it to you and just do that. And I could, you know, probably make a lot more money doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that I know in my conscience that I want to make sure that when you're actually applying this and you're doing the homework and you're creating your, your stuff, or you're putting your marketing plans together, or you're about to speak at an event, or, you know, Stephen, when you're about to put an event together, you may want to call and say, okay, I'm doing this. Can you give me some tips, or what can we do, right? So I made sure that we had support. So you get lots of support. Like, you get intimate think tank success teams, and this is teams we match you up so you can work through stuff together. You get to partner with your own knowledge. You get feedback. You're around like-minded people. You also get an accountability partner. This is one of the coolest things. People have said that this has made a huge difference in their business. This is just a partner that keeps you on track and focused, and you celebrate little successes together. You get 24-hour, 7-day-a-week online support in a closed private forum, you know, that the public doesn't see. This way we can test out a lot of ideas. You can submit homework to me or copy for me to, or your website or whatever. I can review it. Also, twice a month, we have inner circle meetings over the phone where I take any question, you know, related to to business that I answer them, you know, whether it's reviewing material or answering your questions. It's live calls every 2 months, and we've actually recorded them. We have them all archived, and I don't know what the topic's going to be till the end, so we put all the topics up at the end, and you can go through and learn a ton of stuff. So really what I want to do is give people clear direction and have a way to answer your unique questions and for you to be placed in an environment where you're supported the whole time. And so there's audio, there's PDF, there's templates. I mean, I really wanted to make it easy for you. And there's also step-by-step sort of homework at the end of each module of what you can do. And really what I do is I only take 30 people every term because I really want to keep sort of the class experience high. So that's why I do it. And this is really the same information that we give to that I give to my guru friends. I mean, that's really it. And there was another student of mine, just came to mind, Heather Juma. She had no idea what she was going to do when she entered the program. And I thought that was really cool of her. Like, she just said, look, I just know that I'm supposed to, there's something more in my life here that I'm supposed to figure out and I'm supposed to do. So she just knew she had to walk the path and find out. She actually ended up creating a seminar for women in business because she said, I asked her, I said, well, who do you like to hang out with? She said, you know, women. Because sometimes a lot of people come to me and they think that if they've come from a certain background, like maybe they used to work in a hospital or in the healthcare industry, they're like, do I need to come up with a program that is for that industry? You really don't, you know. And anyway, it's so 3 weeks, in 3 weeks after her idea, she actually ended up, she created this like little franchise. She had 11 women apply to be trainers for her across the U.S. 11 women. She chose 6 of them, and she's opening up seminars in 6 different states. She's so excited, she can't sleep, and she's well on her way to an international company, and she was even contacted by the Donny Deutsch television show. And she just, and all she has right now is a website. Like, she's just putting this all together. So it's really cool. And there's another one, A.J. Brown, he wanted to put some financial material together for traders of the stock market, and his first launch, he netted over $100,000. I mean, he had a job at the time, so he quit his job. You know, he can't even remember what his life was like before that. So anyway, basically, if you think that, if you think that we'd be a good match, we'd have some fun working together, and you think this is something that you would be interested in, I'd really love to meet you and know about it. And I get excited, and the reason I do this is because I know that when I help you become more successful, you in turn are going to go out there and help a lot of other people. And that is amazing to me. And also, you know, I know that things happen for a reason. And sometimes your struggles in life is meant so you have a really good before story, you know, to help people with, right? You know, and so anyway, but I do know that the world needs you, and you are here for a reason, and it's important to bring your gifts and talents to the world. I mean, there is someone out there who's waiting for your help and expertise. I've witnessed this time and time again. So anyway, you know, I hope you can create a business that, you know, that speaks to your soul and who you are and can feed you and your family, you know, financially for life. And, you know, let's just freaking do it.
All right. Well, we've already gone over so long. I'd maybe not open up the phone lines. The key thing is for everyone, get to mitprogram.com, And check it out, and then contact Stephanie. There's an 800 number, which is 800-814-8446, 800-814-8446. Mike in Atlanta, by the way, I mean, there's a number of questions. We just don't have time to get to it all. But if you're sending me an email, by the way, it's rick@morganjamespublishing.com. That's if you want to send me an email to the publishing address, it's morganjamespublishing.com.
Yeah.
That's why.
Questions to me, I can answer them on Friday or Monday. I'm in the middle of a launch right now, so my office is pretty busy today. Tomorrow.
Frankly, we got to most of the questions. I made sure we answered them either way.
Great.
But I just want to make sure people realize that we saw them. And Tom in Lexington, Kentucky, thanks for being on the line. And Christina from Cleveland. Just if there are questions that you would like me to pass on to Stephanie, you can email me at rick@rickfrischman.com. This will be replayed. We already are over 15 minutes. This will be replayed immediately as soon as we stop recording. Hopefully you'll also get to see Stephanie face to face in October in Atlanta. We're trying to work out her getting there, but, the key thing is, contact her now through her website, through the 800 number. You may be a good match. Again, she doesn't take everybody, but there's an application process, but hopefully you'll be a good match for her and she'll be a good match for you, and together we can all help change the world.
Yeah.
So with that, let's see, no teleseminar next week. I'm going to be actually on a plane on the way to Italy. which I'm very excited about. To visit my daughter with the rest of my family. But we will probably set up some other teleseminars, maybe just one in August, and then we'll go full steam again in September. So, Stephanie, thank you again for being here. You're fabulous. I love your energy. I love your voice. I just love listening to what you're teaching. And everyone, again, it's mitprogram.com is the website.
Yep.
Last goodbye from Stephanie, and then we're going to close up the line. Any last words?
Well, I think we pretty much said everything, and we talked a little bit over.
I think we did.
But I'm just excited. I'm really excited to meet you, and I'm excited to, you know, help you make your dreams come true. And don't ever worry about the timing of this program. I mean, you've got over 7 months, and if you need more time, we always work that out too. So.
Fabulous.
So, Jeff, the point is to try to take action and work on it now, because that will really change your life.
So, another way to put it, we want you to have a big back end, and the other part is we want you to get off your butt.
Right.
And start doing it now.
Yeah,
so with that,
it's fun.
That's right. All right. Thank you, everybody, for being on the line. Thank you, Stephanie. I'll meet you face-to-face soon, and we'll talk again.
Pleasure.
And have a great week, everybody, and happy July.
Yeah. Have a great summer, guys.
Bye-bye. Okay. Bye-bye.